Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Tell among the nations His glory, and His wonders among all the peoples. For the Lord is great and highly to be praised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us humbly call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, you have willed that your church be the sacrament of salvation for all nations, so that Christ's saving work may continue to the end of the ages. Stir up, we pray, the hearts of your faithful, and grant that they may feel a more urgent call to work for the salvation of every creature, so that from all the peoples on earth, one family and one people of your own may arise and increase. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, I will prove the holiness of my great name, profaned among the nations, in whose midst you have profaned it. Thus the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when in their sight I prove my holiness through you. For I will take you away from among the nations, gather you from all the foreign lands, and bring you back to your own land. I will sprinkle clean water upon you to cleanse you from all your impurities, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. I will give you a new heart and place a new spirit within you, taking from your bodies your stony hearts and giving you natural hearts. I will put my spirit within you and make you live by my statutes, careful to observe my decrees. You shall live in the land I gave your ancestors. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not away out of your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all our sins. Give me back the joy of your salvation and a willing spirit sustain in me. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. A humbled, contrite heart, O God, you will not spurn. I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus again in reply spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I had this peculiar thing happen to me maybe a few weeks ago already. It was a Saturday morning, and when I got up and checked my email, I noticed that a few different people had forwarded me the same exact email. And essentially, this one website does a daily roundup of different articles and stuff that they've collected over the day, and they send it out. And they were forwarding it to me because one of the articles was something that I wrote, and I looked at it, and I'm like, well, I didn't write this recently. So I clicked on the link, and sure enough, it was directing people to an article that I had written for the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus back in 2019 or 2020. And I don't know how they found it, why they found it, and why they wanted to promote it on that Saturday morning, but for whatever purpose, it did renew kind of this notion of the holy name of God. And we heard the prophet Ezekiel today reference the name of God. "I will prove the holiness of my great name, profaned among the nations in whose midst you have profaned it." So I think really in our secular world, you just watch anything on television, go to any sporting event, go to any establishment, and you will hear the name of the Lord our God taken in vain. The name of God being profaned, not being used in a prayer, but used in some sort of malediction, used as some sort of curse. But we have the prophet Ezekiel today who's saying, "I will prove the holiness of my great name." That's what the Lord is saying through Ezekiel. "I will prove the holiness of my great name." And really that comes about, I think, through Jesus, who's given that name. And that name is a holy name. St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians says that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bend on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess to him his glory. And that name of Jesus is a holy name. It's why at Mass, oftentimes, you'll see the priest bow at the mention of the name of Jesus, especially in the orations and in the prayers, out of respect for that holy name. Well, the name of Jesus actually means God saves. So we know that even by the holiness of that name, it tells us who Jesus is and who he is for us, that he is our Savior. The holiness of the name of Jesus is shown all throughout the scriptures, especially in the public ministry of Jesus. Jesus sends out his apostles and his disciples, the 72. He says to them, "You will cast out demons and you'll heal in my name." And they go out, and in the name of Jesus and the holiness of that name, they're able to do marvelous things. It's the story of Peter, who in the Acts of the Apostles is at the gates, and there he sees this crippled man lying there, and he says to that man, "I have neither silver nor gold do I have, but what I give to you, I give to you in the name of Jesus. Rise, get up, and walk." And that man rose, he got up, and he walked. That's the holiness, that's the power of Jesus' name, that wonders were done by that name. If we also think about the name of Jesus, it's also the name by which many people have spread that name. Think of all the different missionaries throughout the eras who have gone to foreign lands, who have proclaimed Jesus to people who never had heard that name, introducing that name to them. And then it's the name by which some of those missionaries then died. Because they spread the name of Jesus, because they professed it, well, then they were martyred for it. So by the name of Jesus, individuals have given their life. There are people who don't die a martyr's death, but faith-filled people who at the very end of their life, simply as they're lying there on their deathbed, will say the name of Jesus, maybe because they see the Lord or because they know he is coming for them. It's really up to us then to hallow the name of Jesus, to come to know the holiness of the great name of God, to realize its power, so that when we use that name, especially in prayer, that we can do so in the name of Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior. Let us now together pray for the world and the church. For our Holy Father and all bishops and priests who dedicate their lives for Christ and his church, that God may watch over and protect them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and marriage, and that all members of the church will strive to answer God's call for their lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For an end to all war, violence, and disease, and for peace and healing throughout our nation and our world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those family members and friends who are away from the faith, that their hearts may be moved to return to the church and the sacraments, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of David Lee, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear.
We pray for a greater respect for the name of Jesus in our world and in our communities and families. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
O Lord our God, you have proven the holiness of your name as people throughout the ages have invoked it and asked for your blessings. We now bring our prayers before you, confident that you listen to our needs, for we are gathered here in the name of your Son, Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, For through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink.
Bless you now forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord. May our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the offerings and prayers of your church, O Lord, rise up in the sight of your majesty and gain acceptance, just as the glorious passion of your Son was pleasing to you, for the salvation of the whole world through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so, with all the angels and saints, we declare your glory as with one voice we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Blessed is he
who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and you make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension to heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all of the clergy, and the entire people that you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. And your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life. Give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel, says the Lord. I am with you always. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Thank you. us pray. May our participation at your table sanctify us, O Lord, we pray, and grant that through the sacrament of your church all nations may receive in rejoicing the salvation accomplished on the cross by your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget about the Family Rosary Across America tonight at 7 p.m. Central with Father Rocky. And stay tuned, because up next is Cale Clark with The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. I invite you to join me in singing number 561. Holy God, we praise thy name. Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.